Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Merin Dental Media. This is Dr. Oscar Merin, and today we have a very exciting topic. This time I will be discussing how our bodies return to a normal state after being destabilized by injury, and we will explore the possibility of accessing and controlling our body's autopilot system to regain stability. Before we move forward with today's episode, I wanted to take a moment to give a big thank you to all the people that have been listening to this podcast. I hope that you're finding it informative, and you can always write to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com to leave some feedback and suggestions for future episodes. Today's episode is called Hacking Your Body's Autopilot System. Our bodies have evolved an autopilot system with a fancy name called the autonomic nervous system, and it is part of your nervous system. This system has two parts: the sympathetic system, which is responsible for activating a fast-acting response in life-threatening situations. This system is responsible for making you duck when a fast object is coming directly at you, or recoil when you touch a hot stove or step on a Lego brick, for example. Your sympathetic system enables your muscles to act fast and save you from danger. The second part of your autopilot system is the parasympathetic system. This part is in charge of all the functions that you don't have to think to execute, like your heart beating, breathing, digestion, sweating, and any processes that keep your body in a stable, regulated state. This state is known as homeostasis. Homeostasis are all the mechanisms involved in returning your body to a balanced state after it's been destabilized. Your nervous system has major control over these mechanisms. It transfers signals from every single part of your body in the form of chemical compounds in the bloodstream or through nerve impulses. Based on these communication signals, your brain determines which areas of your body need critical attention. Your brain sometimes can be overwhelmed with signals from an area that has become destabilized. Most commonly, we can see this happen when there is an imbalance on the musculoskeletal system, which is the conscious system that controls activity and motion. Let's say you suffer a sprain on your back while trying to show off your dance moves. A group of muscles starts firing emergency signals to the brain in response to the injury or an inadequate posture. When the lines start getting jammed with corrupt stress signals from the muscle system, the part of your brain which regulates your autopilot functions, such as heartbeat, bowel movements, and the function of your organs, has to start limiting resources for the autopilot system and use them to cope with the areas under stress. These can become a long-term problem, especially if the doctors focus on giving only palliative treatment to the collateral damage instead of looking for the true source of the problem. Too often, patients are treated with pain medication or other ineffective relief measures. Without proper identification and treatment of the source, all the other symptoms will perpetuate and worsen, creating more complex cases with secondary symptoms. Some of the most common ways our bodies can get destabilized are injury or trauma, bad nutrition, stress, and poor sleep habits. As far as nutrition is concerned, I'm not an expert, but that being said, I have noticed that the foods that cause metabolic problems are usually the ones that are harmful for your oral health. Nutrients in food provide the building blocks necessary for energy, repairing damaged tissue, and producing compounds to control nervous function, glands, immune system, and more. Lack of essential nutrients leads to major deregulation of our systems, ultimately causing gradual tissue breakdown, chronic disease, and organ failure. Learning about adequate nutrition should be a critical part of everyone's upbringing. It is very difficult to educate an individual about proper diet once the medical problem is already happening. Now, when it comes to sleep habits, in recent years, we have come to understand that adequate sleep habits play a significant role in regulating our body's metabolic processes. Sleep appears to be the way in which species have evolved to quiet down the conscious part of the brain so all the regulating mechanisms can take place. Sleep has been found to help retain and organize information, repair muscle tissue, regulate hormones, and many other processes. Adequate sleep is one of the most effective ways to hack your autopilot system. We may do a future episode on proper sleep habits and all the recommendations for an ideal restful sleep. Another important factor for physical health is social interaction. As social animals that we are, we must foster good interpersonal relationships. Your social circle is an important support system. It is well known that individuals with a positive support circle appear to live longer, happier lives. And not only that, they also seem to have less physical and mental problems. If you don't have close relatives or you don't have a close social circle, you're not alone. Although smartphones are in part to blame for the drop in social interaction, it has never been easier to find groups of people that share similar interests with you. Whether you're into street art or hairless cats, there is an endless supply of people that can get together to share their passion for anything from knitting to flash mob dancing. Check local meetups, social media groups, you should be able to find people that gather for any and no particular purpose. And last, let's talk a little bit about spirituality and physical activity. Whether it is through mindful meditation or prayer, many people credit the power of meditation to an increase in their personal productivity and their ability to focus. Meditation is another way to slow down the chaotic nerve impulses in your brain. As with sleep, when your conscious brain slows down, your ability to think clearly increases. Meditation enhances self-awareness and leads to a better understanding of your emotional states. Only through thorough introspection can you learn about hacking your way out of feeling frustrated and overwhelmed. As far as physical activity, our life has changed dramatically in the last few decades, and not only have we stopped physical activities that positively stimulate our bodies, like walking and playing outdoors, we have also adopted new habits and routines that are detrimental for our health. These days, people spend incredible amounts of time sitting in front of computer screens and looking down at electronic devices. Work and social media have gradually taken the time of our personal interaction and sleep time. All of these new habits have contributed to creating a society that's physically unfit and highly stressed out. Stress is, of course, perceived by your brain as potential harm. During stress, the brain gets muscles ready to fight or flight. Increasing muscle activity causes muscle fatigue and pain. Relaxation techniques like breathing exercises, meditation, or a light walk can help your brain keep the stress signals down, avoiding chronic health problems. A good strategy to reconfigure your autopilot system could be combining two or more of these well-being disciplines. Yoga classes, for example, are a great way to practice physical activity, meditation, and social interaction. Healthy cooking classes where you get to share recipes with other like-minded people seem like a win-win situation. Try to figure out ways to incorporate physical activity and family time by engaging in hiking, cycling, or dancing. Making these practices part of your daily routine could go a long way in helping your body stay in balance. What are some of the ways you currently use to manage stress? Please take some time to share some of your strategies to stay happy and healthy. And until next time, this is Dr. Oscar Marin with Marin Dental Media. Thank you for listening, and if you found this information useful, please share so other people in your life can benefit from it too. If you have any questions about these or any other dental subjects, you can write to dentalmedialibrary@gmail.com or call 626-810-5000 in West Covina or 714-529-2626 in the city of Brea. Thank you again for listening, and until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.